Do you have a time frame as to when you are going to be back?
I mean, I'm going to practice today. Really? So, I mean, I'm full tilt until a coach pulled me back. Okay. So, I'm ready.
Was it tough for you to stay behind when everyone went to Cincinnati?
Absolutely. That was my toughest part. I know my teammates is mad at me calling them, you know, calling coaches and finding out what's going on at Cincy, how's everything going, you know. So that's the toughest part for me. But getting the chance to be here and to get myself, you know, better and in even more shape, doing some rehab, you know, focus on a little bit more of the football plays. But it was really tough to be here. It was really tough to watch it on TV, to be honest.
Is that weird to watch your team play on television like that?
It is, you know, it is. And the person that hates me the most is my fiance. I don't want to say my girlfriend. My fiance hates me the most because I'm like, what the? You know what I mean? Like, I'm an animated guy, you know, so me screaming at the TV for a preseason game, you know, she didn't love that too much.
Jamil, when you were out here last week and you got dinged, I guess it was a stinger, whatever yeah. it was that they called it. I mean, because of all that you've been through, do you at first think to yourself, oh no, this is even worse than it could be? Or do you just have that confidence that, hey, I'll be back for the next play?
Yeah, that's me. I'll be back, you know. And the funniest thing is, no, most of them didn't even know what was going on because I was smiling the whole time. I just was like, I'll be back. And I'm just laughing it off the whole time. And they like, just sit there. And I'm like, nah, I'll be all right. Don't worry about me, you know. So it's always one of those things that, you know, I'm used to going through so much, you know. Something small to me is probably something big to someone else. And I'm just looking at it like, oh, well, I'll be back. I'll be all right.
Did they run you through a lot of tests, though? I mean, Tom Coughlin kept saying because of your history, they were going to be extra careful.
Yeah, I mean, I had my fair share of tests, but, you know, it's not any comparison to what I went through before. You know what I mean? I mean, what I went through before, I seen about 13, 14 doctors, you know. So anything short of 13, I was going to be excited with, you know. So I was good, man. They did all of their due diligence to make sure I was right, you know. But it was clear from looking at the MRI, you know, that this wasn't the same scenario. This was just a mild incident.
Because of what happened with David Wilson, I mean, did anybody ever say to you, you know, look, if it happens again, you might want to rethink going forward?
It was always something that was mentioned before, you know, even before this incident happened, you know. But different situations are different things, you know. It's not fair for me to compare mine to David's or to anybody else's, you know, or even to the incident that I had before, because this was completely different, you know. So, but that option is always out there. It's something that's always in the air when you go through an injury like this. But, you know, I'm built different, man. I die hard like John McClane. I'll tell y'all.
This may sound like a dumb question, but you led this team in tackles last year, and it looked like coming into camp, you were like fighting for a job. Are you sitting there going, what's wrong? I mean,
hey, man, like I say, once again, it's life. It's life, man. Nothing is ever picking roses for me. You know, I always got to go in and fight and prove day in and day out who I am and what I represent. And this year is no different, you know, from the injury or from my position on the team. It's no different. And that's just this league, regardless. You know, however you did last year, that's last year. This is this year. Now I got to prove again why I belong.